Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 55 today under cloudy skies with isolated rain showers likely. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State lawmakers say that they are working on ways to try to address the teacher shortage across the state. And one of those ways is trying to enhance some of the benefits that include better plans for retirement for teachers. As KAKE News reports it, according to Timothy Graham, the Director of Government Relations and Legislative Affairs for the Kansas National Education Association, he said that vacancies in teaching positions across the state were sitting at roughly 1,810 teacher vacancies as of the fall of 2023. According to the Kansas Department of Education, they say that number is up from the 1,650 that we saw in 2022. According to Senate Bill 479 that was heard in the Senate Committee on Education earlier this week, they say that it would allow teachers to become CAPERS members and enter Tier 2 of the retirement plans, with short-term teachers having received more benefits under Tier 3 of the CAPERS options. Right now, there are roughly 40,000 teachers that are employed in Kansas school districts. Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join anchor Katie Toppy and the award-winning Fox Kansas News team nightly at 9 for local news from the Wichita area. Get only the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. World, state, and Wichita news, plus sports and accurate weather. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
With wildfires raging across the Mid-America region already for the first part of March, the question is, what could this summertime look like as we get into some of those warmer seasons and trying to battle ongoing drought conditions that we've seen for the past few years? As we sat down with Rodney Redinger with the Kansas Forest Service, talking about what the outlook of this summer may look like in the state of Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, a lot of it depends on the weather systems that come through. I mean, we can be dry, and you know, the fuels can be really dry, and if we don't have the systems coming through with big wind shifts and big cold fronts coming through and that kind of thing, you know, then our fires will stay relatively small, right? And so It's a little bit hard to predict, but the way things are kind of shaping up right now, with the amount of fuel loading that we have, especially when you get down along the Kansas-Oklahoma border out in southwestern Kansas, you know, there's a lot of fuel out there. So the things that we know, they're lining up to cause some concern.
Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber of Commerce met to discuss the elimination property, income, and corporate or EPIC tax plan. Here's what President Jamie Carl had to say about the plan.
And you're looking at homes, and you got to factor in another 15 or 22% on the cost of a home, or 15 to 22% on the cost of a new car, 15 to 22% on the cost of childcare. I think Nebraska becomes very unattractive for young families, or frankly, even retirees on fixed incomes. Nebraska just doesn't look all that attractive. It's certainly not competitive for businesses anymore. I think we would see a major population loss if this thing were to pass.
The Epic Tax Group organization is currently collecting signatures in an attempt to get their plan put on the November ballot. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and Rusty at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. During this Severe Weather Awareness Week, the National Weather Service reminds you to be prepared. Stay in front of severe weather with updates from local media sources as well as weather radio. Make sure receiver batteries are fresh. In the event of severe weather, know the terms used, including watches and warnings. Safety and evacuation protocols should be covered and communicated with family, friends, or coworkers, and alternate plans should be developed. When storms hit, be aware of the dangers of high winds, including tornado, but also be aware of lightning safety and the potential for flash flooding. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Marshall County Emergency Management offers free emergency alerts, including unexpected road closures, missing persons, evacuations, and etc., which can be sent via text, phone call, and email. Go to the county website, marshallcoks.org, find Emergency Management under the Departments tab and scroll down to Northeast Kansas Emergency Management to enter your information and create your account. You can also find a link on the Marshall County Emergency Management Facebook page or contact their office for information at 562-4550. A program on Medicare Basics through River Valley Extension District is planned Tuesday evening, March 12th in Concordia. Learn about Medicare eligibility, enrollment, options, benefits, supplements, and more. Program begins next Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. at the Cloud County Co-op Conference Room in Concordia and is free. Advance registration appreciated. Phone 785-243-8185. A program on chronic disease self-management will be offered through the River Valley Extension District over a six-week period beginning Thursday, March 14th. At the Republic County Hospital in Belleville. With a focus on helping people and their caregivers manage symptoms, improve quality of life, and reduce healthcare costs, tips for managing long-term health conditions will be covered. Those with chronic lung disease, bipolar disorder, high blood pressure, IBS, chronic pain, chronic heartburn, HIV, diabetes, or other conditions may benefit from this interactive program, aiming to increase confidence, physical and psychological well-being. More information on the program online at selfmanagementresource.com. Program is free. Participants will receive a copy of Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Conditions. Group will meet a total of six times at the Republic County Hospital in Belleville, Thursdays 10 until noon, beginning March 14th. They're capping the program at 18 participants. Please pre-register at the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District, 785-325-2121. Marysville Public Library will offer come-and-go crafts during spring break each day Monday through Friday next week from 10 to 2. Those under 7 need to be accompanied by someone over the age of 12. Crafts are free and vary each day, running 10 until 2 at the Marysville Public Library. Virginia Jenkins, age 88, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 29th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church Faith Hall in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Virginia Jenkins. Walter K. Hendricks, age 85, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30, at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Walt Hendricks. Daniel R. Singleton, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Daniel Singleton. Betty A. Castle, age 94, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Castle. Hosea S. Harkness, age 90, of Manhattan, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away February 19. Funeral service is planned Monday, March 11, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Andrews, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Hosea Harkness. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Thursday, a hamburger with baked beans, sliced carrots, lettuce and tomato, pineapple. Tomorrow, baked fish, mac and cheese, garlic bread, Normandy blend, and applesauce.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Rain showers are likely today, cloudy with their highs in the lower to upper 50s. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with their lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Northeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain and snow showers are possible early on Friday, otherwise cloudy with their highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies into Friday night with their lows in the lower to mid-20s. Still breezy, north winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. A bit warmer on Monday, sunshine with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 70s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s, and more sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 52, record high on this date, 83. The average low, 28. Sunset this evening, 6:25. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
From ABC Sports, I'm Dave Packer. The Warriors made history last night in their 125-90 win over the Bucks. The 35-point margin is the largest ever for a team following a 50-point loss. Stephen Curry spoke on ESPN following the win.
You know, we have 21 games left, and every game matters. So for us to be able to turn the page and after getting beat down like that, it shows, you know, what we're trying to build and who we are.
The Clippers trailed most of the game against the Rockets, down two in the fourth quarter.
Harden at the top, finds Steph, finds Leonard, pump fakes, attacks the lane, kicks it, George, left corner, three, jackpot!
The call on KLAC, Paul George gave LA their first lead since the first quarter on, and they didn't look back.
Clippers edged the Rockets 122-116. The Thunder beat the Blazers 128-120. The Magic rallied to win their fifth game in a row, topping the Wizards 119-109. It was the Grizzlies over the Sixers 115-109. NCAA Men's Top 25. L.J. Crier led number one Houston with 25 points as they avoided an upset, topping UCF 67-59. Number two UConn outscored eighth-ranked Marquette 74-67. Number four Tennessee beat number 17 South Carolina 66-59. Sixth-ranked Iowa State hosting number 20 BYU late second half.
Cyclones down one. Rob Jones low right. They try to poke it away from him. Rob spins in on Traore. Right-hand scoop good!
The call on Learfield. The Cyclones took the lead late on that bucket. Outscored the Cougars 41-25 in the second half for a 68-63 comeback win. The U.S. women's national soccer team is heading to the finals of the Gold Cup as they defeated Canada in a hard-fought 2-2 game that ended in a shootout. The United States advanced 3-1 on penalties and will face Brazil Sunday night. I'm Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Jared.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wall-to-wall state basketball coverage takes over KNDY FM 95.5 this week. Follow the Valley Heights girls, Frankfort girls, Hanover girls, and Axtell boys as they bid for a state title. Tune in to FM 95.5 or catch live coverage at KNDYradio.com or in the free KNDY FM mobile app. Don't miss a second of the excitement from Dodge City, Colby, and Great Bend with KNDY, your home for area sports coverage for over 50 years. High school basketball scores from Wednesday state action. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs defeated top seed and undefeated Wichita County 52-35. They move on to semifinal action Friday in Class 2A out at Dodge City versus five-seeded Riverside. Riverside was the runner-up in last year's bracket. In boys action of Class 1A Division 2, two-seeded Axel took on seven-seeded St. John's Beloit Tipton. Eagles led by 7 at half and ran away with that contest 54-32. Eagles will tip off next Friday at 6 p.m. between Northern Valley and Lebo. That game can be heard live on KNDY FM 95.5. Elsewhere around the TVL in Class 1A Division 1 boys substate, Clifton Clyde falls 58-50 to Opie in first round action. Eagles end their season 20-4. Live coverage continues Thursday of state action as four-seeded Hanover gets us tipped off from Great Bend at 4 o'clock as the Lady Wildcats take on four-seeded Buckland. Elsewhere around the TVL, four-seeded Centralia takes on four-seeded Norwich in Class 1A Division 1, while also in that same bracket at 8 o'clock on KNDY FM 95.5. The Frankfort Lady Wildcats, the six-seed, take on three-seed St. John's Hudson. Again, Valley Heights girls and Axtell boys victorious in first-round action at state on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hanover and Frankfort girls tip off Thursday on KNDY FM 95.5.
Valley Heights Lady Mustangs were the number 8 seed, but knocked off top seed and undefeated Wichita County, tipping off the 2A girls state tournament Wednesday in Dodge City. Valley Heights jumping to a 16-10 first quarter lead, never looked back. They outscored Wichita County 3 of 4 quarters. They were tied 7-7 in the third. Ava Smith, double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, and Maggie Turber scored 16 for the Valley Heights win as they improved to 19-5, advancing to the semifinals Friday at 2. Wichita County held in check. Megan Rickey and Brianna Rickey, her sister, had 10 points apiece. Wichita County's first loss in 24 starts. as Valley Heights wins 52-35 on Wednesday, facing semifinal round action Friday at 2, live on KNDY.
KNDY covers more sports than any stations in Northeast Kansas. But if you missed a game, you can find the archives available on our website at KNDYradio.com. We download the broadcast of our high school basketball games, including girls and boys action. And you can download those, share those, or listen in to every exciting moment of play-by-play action from KNDYradio.com under the sports tab.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer towards the opening bell for today, we'll give you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday, as well as a stroll through the overnight session. We'll take a look as there was quite a bit of pressure yesterday, mixed to mostly lower in the grains and quite a bit of pressure in livestock. Lower all throughout. The Zapro live cattle finished down 75 cents yesterday at 187.25. June was down 25 to 183.27. Triple-digit loss for the feeder cattle markets as March dropped $1.27 down to 251.02. April down $1.30 at 255.87. Hoping for some rebound today, certainly for the cattle markets, as is the lean hogs as they finished lower yesterday as well. April down 17 to $85 per hundredweight. May to $90.77. That was a loss of 80 cents on the day. Yesterday, we saw a couple of cents gain for corn. However, quite a bit of pressure on the wheat market as they try and rebuild again today off the huge sell-off in the wheat market. Chicago Spring and Kansas City wheat with a 20-cent drop yesterday. Here this morning through the overnights, again trying to make up for some of that sell-off, is May currently up 11 and a half to 567 and three quarters. July's up a dime to 556 and a quarter. Corn following that suit as well this morning. March corn up six currently to 424. May up eight to 436 and three quarters. And the oats a bit higher. May up 1.5 to 358. Soybeans also with a significant jump through the overnight session after a slight loss yesterday. March soybeans currently up 15 at 1155 and a quarter. May's up 11 and a half to 1159 and three quarters. Into soybean meal. May up 350 this morning at 333.90. After a higher finish yesterday, soy oil was also higher at the close yesterday. And here through the overnight session, we see May up 37 points at 45.69. Cotton with a triple-digit jump to start the day, May up 107 at 96.35. A look into the energy markets, a bit lower this morning. Crude oil down 48 to 78.65 a barrel. Unleaded gas currently down half a cent to 2.54 a gallon. Heating oil also down that half cent to 2.65. And natural gas up a penny at 1.94. Sam's back through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be
every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management, or WOAM major, provides a distinctive learning experience for students wanting to incorporate the outdoors into their future careers. K-State sophomore and WOAM major Lily Nelson relays a general overview of the subject and what kinds of students should consider pursuing this program.
The program is really awesome. I love all the hands-on stuff we get to do. It's a very hands-on program. We get to do different trips to go learn all about different shooting sports. We take lots of different little field trips to go down to the river and learn stuff just hands-on. And that's one of my favorite parts of the program in general. I also just love how specific the things that we are learning are. They're very interesting, and it just makes you want to learn more about each topic that we're going into. Since it is such a small program, I do get to know all the other students in the program as well as our faculty. This program is very open to all people from all different backgrounds. I know a couple of students that had never touched a firearm before they came into the program, but everyone, just the community aspect is just so strong that we are so welcoming to anyone from any background, whether you've never hunted before or you've been a hunter for your entire life. Our professors and the other students will guide them and push them along the right track and help them figure out exactly what they're doing.
Nelson explains a few of the potential careers after graduation.
So after college, my hope is to go into the firearms industry. That's always been my passion. I don't know exactly what I want to do within the industry, but I'm really excited for whatever opportunities presents itself when the time comes to be looking for a career. Recently, I've really been into the shotgun sport side of things. I got to go down to the NSCA National Championship earlier this year, and that really opened up my eyes to a whole other side of the industry that I'd never really experienced before. So some of my classmates are looking to do like opening an outfitter, so guiding all kinds of hunts, as well as like land management companies where they'll go in and manage your land for different purposes, such as like upland game bird, waterfowl, or big game management.
She discusses her current employment within WELM.
So I am our social media manager. So this, I started doing this last semester. Essentially what I do is manage all of our social media. So I make social media posts, just promoting the program and different things that we have going on. Recently I've been doing a student spotlight every Friday. So we'll highlight a different student within the program to hopefully reach out to prospective students that might be in the program, so they get to know a little bit more about what people are wanting to do with the program and what they love about the program.
That was K-State sophomore and WELM major Lily Nelson on one of the most unique disciplines at K-State, Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management. Learn more at www.hnr.ksu.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Lunch special includes hot open-faced tenderloin, mashed potatoes and gravy, supper special pork chop, homemade mac and cheese, and green beans. Sale will start at 10:30 with cull cows, and it is Dairy Influencer Day on this Thursday. On consignment as of this morning, 35 Holstein steers weighing 450 to 650, 17 Holstein steers weighing 600 to 700, 130 Holstein steers weighing 600 to 800, 15 Holstein steers weighing 8 to 900, and 54 Holstein steers weighing 9 to 9.25. Also on consignment, 25 black steers and heifers, 450 to 500, 60 black, black white face, red white face steers and heifers weighing 450 to 750, 50 black heifers weighing 575 to 800, 55 black steers and heifers weighing 650 to 725, 60 black and Charolais yearling steers and heifers weighing 650 to 800, 55 black steers and heifers weighing 700 to 900, 40 black white steers and heifers weighing 8.25 to 875, along with 10 black replacement heifers weighing 750, 40 black yearling heifers weighing 750, 10 red heifers weighing 900 to 1,000, and 10 black replacement heifers weighing 750. Again, start time for Dairy Influence Sale at the Marysville Livestock Incorporated Thursday morning at 10:30. Lunch special includes hot open-faced tenderloin, mashed potatoes, and gravy, with supper special being pork chop, homemade mac and cheese, and green beans. Again, Marysville Livestock Incorporated Thursday sale every Thursday starting at 10:30.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. We're still on track for interest rate cuts later this year. That's what the chairman of the Federal Reserve has told Congress. Jerome Powell says he'd still like to see more evidence of slowing inflation before pulling the trigger on rate cuts. Powell's congressional testimony yesterday gave a boost to stocks. The Dow Jones picked up 75 points and closed at 38,661. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite each closed a little over 0.5% higher. Shares in Hugo Boss plunged after the high-end fashion brand warned that it may not meet its 2025 sales target amid weakening consumer demand. That comes despite record sales of over $4.5 billion in 2023. Firefighters are slowly gaining the upper hand on wildfires tearing across the Texas Panhandle. And while losses to the state's cattle industry have been staggering in the billions, analysts do not expect grocery store beef prices to rise as a result. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
They don't have showy bright blossoms, but the season's first wildflowers are out there. We will tell you what to look for next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 7th. It is the 67th day of the year, and actor Bryan Cranston has a birthday. The first wildflower of the season has already sprouted, but don't be expecting pastel petals or delicate aromas. That's because over much of the country, the year's first wildflower is skunk cabbage. And yes, if you crush one of its leaves and take a whiff, you'll find its name is well-deserved. It may initially appear as a rather plain-looking green plant, but here's a fascinating way to identify skunk cabbage. Its unique chemistry allows it to make its own heat. Where there is still snow on the ground, you can spot the plant by the circular patterns of melted snow. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online anytime at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. High school basketball championships are getting underway across the state of Kansas, with many of the 6A and 5A tournaments beginning throughout the day today. As looking at that 6A division across the state of Kansas for the boys basketball, games kick off with the number one team, Shawnee Mission Northwest, tipping against number eight, Wichita East, that's going into the game at 7-15 for the regular season. Number four, Olathe North, that's sitting at 18-4, is going up against the Shawnee Mill Valley High School at 17-5, with the number two, Wichita Heights High School, going in against Wichita Hayesville campus at 14-8 for the season. Overland Park Blue Valley Northwest also finishing off the bracket with Wichita Northwest. The quarterfinals go through the day today, with semifinals going into Friday with two games. Saturday will have the championship and third place games being played throughout the afternoon. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winninger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winninger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winninger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winninger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at winningerdrilling.com.
With only one game left in the regular season for college basketball for the Big 12 Conference, Kansas University, for the first time in years, has dropped out of the top 10 in the national AP polls. Cake News reports that the Jayhawks did spend the first 3 weeks of the regular season at the number one slot and has been in the top 10 for the last 3 years. But with consecutive losses over the past few weeks, it's not looking good for the team going into the final game of the regular season on Saturday. In this week's national AP poll, Kansas fell to the number 14 slot nationally, the worst ranking the team has seen since 2020, when they hit the number 15 slot midway through the season. It's also the first time in 21 years where the Jayhawks have seen seven different conference losses under head coach Bill Self. Looking at that national AP poll for the top 25 going into the final week, Houston is sitting number one nationally with a record of 26-3. UConn at number two, Purdue sitting at number three, Tennessee at number four, and Arizona at number five, tied with Iowa State with a record of 23-6.
Valley Heights Lady Mustangs were the number 8 seed, but knocked off top seed and undefeated Wichita County, tipping off the 2A Girls State Tournament Wednesday in Dodge City. Valley Heights jumping to a 16-10 first quarter lead, never looked back. They outscored Wichita County 3 of 4 quarters. They were tied 7-7 in the third. Eva Smith, double-double, 18 points, 11 rebounds, and Maggie Turber scored 16 for the Valley Heights win as they improved to 19-5, advancing to the semifinals Friday at 2. Wichita County held in check. Megan Rickey and Brianna Rickey, her sister, had 10 points apiece. Wichita County's first loss in 24 starts. As Valley Heights wins 52-35 on Wednesday, facing semifinal round action Friday at 2, live on ENDY.
High school basketball scores from Wednesday state action. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs defeated top seed and undefeated Wichita County 52-35. They move on to semifinal action Friday in Class 2A out at Dodge City versus five-seeded Riverside. Riverside was the runner-up in last year's bracket. In boys action of Class 1A Division 2, two-seeded Axel took on seven-seeded St. John's Beloit Tipton. Eagles led by 7 at half and ran away with that contest 54-32. Eagles will tip off next Friday at 6 p.m. between Northern Valley and Lebo. That game can be heard live on KNDY FM 95.5. Elsewhere around the TVL in Class 1A Division 1 boys substate, Clifton Clyde falls 58-50 to Opie in first round action. Eagles end their season 20-4. Live coverage continues Thursday of state action as four-seeded Hanover gets us tipped off from Great Bend at 4 o'clock as the Lady Wildcats take on four-seeded Buckland. Elsewhere around the TVL, four-seeded Centralia takes on four-seeded Norwich in Class 1A Division 1, while also in that same bracket at 8 o'clock on KNDY FM 95.5. The Frankfort Lady Wildcats, the six-seed, take on three-seed St. John's Hudson. Again, Valley Heights girls and Axel boys victorious in first-round action at state on Wednesday. Meanwhile, Hanover and Frankfort girls tip off Thursday on KNDY FM 95.5.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Daytime highs approaching 55 today under cloudy skies with isolated rain showers likely. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 36.
KNDY.